So I'm here with Siim Kallas, who was referred earlier as the godfather of the Rail Baltica project. How do you feel being here? Does it feel a bit more real than it was previously?
I am realistic, so I always know that these type of things are extremely complicated, and at every stage there will be discussions, every stage are criticism, every stage are delayed decisions, but it goes rather well, I would say. It goes rather well. Of course, I was instrumental, I suppose, not so much in only Rail Baltic as a project, but all this TEN-T network, all network of Europe. And of course, as I told here, especially I was very active and probably very successful also in guaranteeing money for all transport projects. So this was because we, you know, that the multi-annual financial framework provides money for the European Union nominally less than it was before, nominally less, which is quite unusual. But in transport, concretely, we have four times more. So, but I am happy. Yeah, and it's very nice to see. And of course, leadership of this entity, company, or whatever. Yeah. It's strong. It's very committed. Very professional. So, the political. Not contradictions, but different views.
Yeah, complications.
Ministers. Yeah. From the beginning, it was much more confused and much less clear. But now, governments have several times signed.
And what is the appetite for Rail Baltica in Estonia? I mean, are people really behind the project? I understand the route still being worked out. That's always a complicated issue.
No, you know, that's, again, this is like everywhere. If you know this kind of words like Stuttgart 21 or Lyon Torino tunnel or Fehmarn Belt, or other these type of things, it's always intensive groups of environmentalists and others who oppose transport infrastructure. This is the case in Estonia as well. How big is the polls show, even no, how to say, polls conducted by some opposing or groups shows that the vast majority of people support the idea that the project. And of course, you never know. It's always possible to stop this type of thing.
But you think this first train that they were talking about this morning from Tallinn in 10 years' time, you're going to be on it?
If it will be in 10 years' time, then yes. Let's be realistic. It's 10 years is a. But who knows? In Europe, the decision making is very, very complicated. But when decision has been made, then everything goes. And this is the main question here. What about no guarantee for 2021? And you know, ask Elon Musk. Does he know?
Well, maybe we'll be taking rockets by then.
Yes. What will be in 2021? And all the national budgets. You don't know next year's national budgets. In no country. And so, of course, there are risks, but having been in this kitchen, to say so, Europe never stops. And it will be financed. Can be difficulties due to the Brexit, can be difficulties, but it will continue. And all these big projects, Brenner Tunnel, wherever the partners, countries are themselves active and do what they have promised, then money will come. Because Europe is a strange animal. It's if it decides something serious, it pursues the aims.